Hello.
Hi, is this Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Stefania from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I don't want to take much time. I'm just looking to circle up with you here. We mailed out a pre-approved finance offer to your business, looks like 2 weeks ago. It was right at the beginning of September. And that was all based off of some good standing you have with Financial Pacific Leasing. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that one sounds familiar. Yeah, that's to do with equipment.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, so through that, you were able to get pre-approved with us for equipment financing and some working capital. I just wanted to see what you guys have going on with the business and where you're at, if you're looking to take on anything.
Well, I really don't know what he's doing with that part of the department.
Okay. Is that not your expertise?
Yeah, so what I can do is I can let him know, and, like, if you want to call me back tomorrow, I can find out something for you when he comes in this evening and see if he is looking into buying anything.
Okay.
And that way we can give you a call back. No, you call me back.
I will. I'll set an
appointment tomorrow, right around the same time.
I'll definitely set up a little reminder for myself
okay.
here, so we'll do that. And then, you know what, I could also email you a quick little note
okay.
if you think that would be beneficial.
Oh, that would be great if you can do that.
Absolutely. What is the best email for you guys?
It's danielsconcrete@yahoo.com.
Awesome. How's business been for you guys?
It's doing pretty good right now.
Good. Are you guys growing?
Yeah, we're growing, but it's just that, we live in a really small town, so we can't grow too much.
Okay, I see. Yeah, it's interesting. Have you heard about how much Denver's growing?
Yes.
That's insane. So I'm wondering if that's going to affect the rest of the state, too.
Well, that would be great if it does, because Denver's about 6.5-7 hours from us. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a little farther. Are you guys west of it, or?
Yeah, okay. Do you know where Durango or Telluride is?
Yes.
Yeah, we're right in that area, but it's before that. Telluride's about an hour from us. So.
Okay, I see. Oh, that's nice. A little getaway that's close by.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
I don't bother going up that way during the winter.
I know. Driving in snow is, like, my biggest fear.
Especially when they got too many drop-offs.
Oh, seriously. Those windy roads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So it's Daniel that I'm going to be trying to contact, right?
Yeah, or me, because I will talk to him when he gets in later on this evening. So
okay.
He comes into the office every so often and checks into things. So
perfect.
There, I'll talk to him.
So you'll be my main contact woman. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Do you guys know what time you usually finance things around? Like what time of the year, or is it just kind of off a basis?
It just kind of depends. It really depends how bad he needs something.
I see. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business there for?
Been in business here 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, then we lived in Tucson. We were in business there for 10 years. So.
No way. Where about in Tucson?
We lived kind of all over. We lived down by Green Valley, Arizona, and then Tucson. Tucson, we lived over on the west side. It used to be a really nice neighborhood, but when I went back and visited, it's
kind of not
too great, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I went to high school in Tucson, so I lived...
What school?
I went to Mountain View.
Mountain View, okay, I know right where that's at.
Yeah, so we...
I don't know if it's still there now because I haven't been back there probably for a couple years, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. They're redoing a lot of that downtown area. It's kind of hard to recognize.
Yeah. I like going back in February when we do the rodeos. The parade thing.
I know. Isn't that funny that that's only a Tucson thing?
Yeah, it is. A non-motorized. It's one of the largest non-motorized parades.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? It's one of the largest what?
One of the non-motorized.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's non-motorized, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, how neat.
It's happened just recently. It's been non-motorized for how many years?
That is so funny how many little quirky things they have in Tucson like that.
Yeah.
Do you watch football at all?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see that Blake Martinez, he's from Mountain View, he's playing on the Packers now, and everyone's going nuts over him.
Really? See, I didn't get to see the last Packer game because my husband's from Wisconsin. He's from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So we got to see, he gets to see a few little clips here and there. And, but we didn't have the package because last year you got to see almost all your games on regular TV. And this year it looks like you're going to have to buy the package, you know. And that's crazy. You got to spend that extra money. It's either that or you go to one of the sports bars and watch it.
And then you sit there spending a bunch of money on food and beers. And I know, it is crazy. I agree. They're nickel and diming us for some entertainment.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you'll have to tell your husband that the Tucson local is playing on his team now.
Yeah, didn't he play on the Wildcats?
He didn't. You're thinking of Kadeem Carey.
Oh, I betcha.
And, you know, I don't even know what team he's on now.
Oh, wow, yeah. Because I figure if they get on the big ones and they're from Arizona, then they probably played for the Wildcats and that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time. Kadeem, actually, in high school, he was getting so much attention because he had made this, like, really great score where he did a front flip over a six-foot-tall player and then, like, landed in the end zone. It's just like,
oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was, like, YouTube famous before he even played for the Wildcats. And then, and he got offers to go to college everywhere, but he wanted to stay with his family here.
Yeah, and then, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either, especially when you have a school that good in your backyard.
Yeah, and that's such a good college there, too. Really
oh, absolutely. My sister's going there right now, and she loves it.
Yeah.
But that's cool that you guys got to do business there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So were you able to just pick up the business and move it around wherever you want?
Yeah, we were able to do that, yep.
That is so neat. And what do you guys specialize in?
Concrete and excavation. He does, you know, the foundations, concrete patios, driveways, sidewalks.
So mostly residential or...?
Yeah, residential, some commercial, because he's, as a matter of fact, we just won a bid for the city of Cortez doing their curb and gutters and sidewalks and stuff, so.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, so it's...
Do you usually, do you get a chance to work with the government like that every once in a while?
Yeah, we do, because so far the city likes us, but it's where they still have to give other companies an opportunity to see what their bids are, too, though.
So, okay.
And it's whoever's the lowest bidder, and I mean, you could still be the lowest bidder and not get it, because they kind of look at your work, too, and see what kind of work you do. You know?
Okay,
so
I know.
If they've had problems with you before, they won't use you.
Okay, pretty selective, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my dad, he works in civil construction, but on roads and bridges, so his whole job is to bid, so I know how that works. He's like, we had the best one and didn't get it.
Okay, yeah.
But, well, thanks so much for your time today, Debbie. I'll check in with you tomorrow, and I'll shoot over a quick note.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good talking to you. I'll have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.